It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. This week we hear from Randon Peters. He's a grower out near McCook, Nebraska. And Randon, you've also served nationally and statewide on several boards and committees, but you've been in warmer weather all week, first of all, but also at the Commodity Classic happening in Orlando. And we'll talk more about the Classic here in just a bit, but wanted to talk to you first, new leadership in the wheat industry. Maybe touch on that a little bit.
Hey, Shaylee, thanks for having me. Yeah, so I'm out at Orlando at the Commodity Classic this week, and we did have a change of officers. Jimmy Music from Oklahoma was the president the previous year, and now he's a past president. And Ben Schultz from Texas has moved into the president position. So we're excited. Ben has a lot of experience, and it's going to be very exciting to watch as he leads the wheat organization through the next year.
And now for the Commodity Classic, I know it's a kind of a big meeting for you guys, several of you getting together down in Orlando. What were some of the highlights or maybe the takeaways from this year's Commodity Classic?
Well, definitely. I mean, there's always the great aspect of 70-degree weather and occasional shower. Beats what we're getting at home. But we went through with a policy with the National Association of Wheat Growers through our meetings, and really kind of we're looking forward to the direction that we want to focus on for the upcoming year. Obviously, trade is one of the biggest things we're looking at. It's challenging, but looks like we are going down the right path. Seems to be there might be some resolve in some of the trade issues that we have. Let's hope that we continue the momentum and can create new avenues and make the old avenues that we've had, make them better and make free trade for all commodities, really. But, you know, the wheat is really dependent on trade because 50% of what we raise in Nebraska is exported. So, and Mexico is a very, very good customer. So the ratification of USMCA is key. And we were actually in Washington 2 weeks ago, speaking with our delegation and also several other states and putting that point straight across. And in addition, we talked about a lot of the environmental regulations, and we're hoping to get a little more relief in the coming months to the year regarding some of those regulations. So that's terrific as well. And this morning we spoke with Sonny Perdue, and Sonny also spoke with the opening session, and he had a lot of encouraging words to say about what they're working on, how they're trying to streamline the process and make the USDA more consumer or farmer friendly. So I think at this time, hopefully we have nothing but enthusiasm, and hopefully, you know, everything is positive going out of the Washington, D.C. Regarding the USDA and the implementation of the new farm bill. So I'm pretty excited right now.
Thanks so much. Randon Peters, grower near McCook, Nebraska, keeping us up to date on what's happening in the world of wheat as far as the Commodity Classic going on this past week in Orlando. New leadership also in place. I'm Shaylee Peters, and that's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.